Hello, this is Terry Gilliam welcoming you to Side 2.
Wow, we got something. We're in.
Greetings.
Hello.
Shall we play a game?
Oh, love to. Let's play Global Thermonuclear War.
Hello, Sit-Up Scoop, Dave Scoop, Paul Mack, Susan Cinema, all you over there. This is Mr. Fun. Remember him? Well, it's that time of year. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has nominated their choices for last year's best movies, actors, actresses, etc., etc. And year after year after year, they never cease to amaze me with some of the things they overlook and some of the things they don't. And I just wanted to pop over here at Cinema Scoop real quick and put forth a couple of personal opinions. Let's go first of all with Best Picture, okay? Aliens was a very fine picture, a very fine, very big box office smash. It got 7 nominations, quite a remarkable thing for a science fiction movie. Not quite good enough to the Academy to make Best Picture. So there are 5 very fine pictures in the listing of this, but I would say bet on Platoon because the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences loves Vietnam War movies that come out the last minute to qualify and then end up taking all the awards. Apocalypse Now is an example, Deer Hunter is an example, and All Quiet on the Western Front is an example. So bet on Platoon for Best Picture this year. I would like to see Paul Newman finally get an award for acting. He did get the obligatory Lifetime Achievement Award last year, but Paul Newman's a very fine actor. I hope this will be his year, but I think the Academy will go for Chic and pick Bob Hoskins from Mona Lisa. Just a gut feeling I have with that. It's a pleasure to see Sigourney Weaver nominated in the Best Actress category for Aliens. She's a fine actress. It was a tremendous, demanding performance she did in Aliens, the sequel. And I would like to see the Academy give her the nod, but then again, I have a feeling they will go once again for Chic and pick the deaf girl from Children of a Lesser God, Marlee Mellon. Now, a couple of nominations that were overlooked that I'm real disappointed about. The Academy does not like science fiction, although they broke the rule with nominating Sigourney Weaver. But there was another fine performance last year by an actor in a science fiction film. I'm talking about Jeff Goldblum in The Fly. This is a man I never liked before until I saw The Fly. He was incredible, and the Academy should be horsewhipped for not giving him a nomination for his performance in The Fly. Steve Martin in Little Shop of Horrors, and Siskel and Ebert will back me up on this, was an extremely funny, extremely fine performance for a supporting actor, and he should have got a nod for that. But then again, I don't think the Academy really respects Steve Martin, although he did win one Academy Award for short film. Now, the thing that really irritates me this year, you've got 5 movies nominated, and 4 directors of those same movies, all males, are nominated. They decided to give the snub to the first and only American woman director with a chance at an Academy Award, Rhonda Haynes, the director of Children of a Lesser God. They snubbed her. They pulled in David Lynch from Blue Velvet or whatever the hell that thing's called. And I think that even though this may be the 80s, I think chauvinism still exists in the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. I think a woman threatens them, same as Steven Spielberg threatens them, and I'm a little irritated about that. But I would go with Platoon sweeping the Academy, and I think the Academy should be horsewhipped for bringing in David Lynch and kicking out Rhonda Haynes, the only woman in those director in those 5 movies. So that's been my opinion. This is Mr. Fun, again irritated at the Academy Awards. Then again, I'm still pissed off about Wizard of Oz and Butch Cassidy not winning, so who the hell am I, okay? Thanks for listening to this long, rambling comment. We'll see you again right around Academy Award time. And don't forget, party time, of course, when you'll be hearing an awful lot of me, and you'll be going, get that guy off of here, okay? Take it easy, Paul. Take it easy, Susan Cinema, and Dave Scoop, and the whole gang. This is Mr. Fun. Thank you, bye.
Well, Nino, to make a couple of comments about your comment, first of all, I know you're a big women's liver and all of that, but I think there was a very valid reason for the Academy not choosing Rhonda Haynes for Children of a Lesser God. Now, I saw the film, and it was very, very good. The performances were very, very good. As you know, or may not have known, Children of a Lesser God was a very popular Broadway play. And it's been a wonderful piece for actors to do for a very, very long time. And Children of a Lesser God was a very good motion picture, I believe worthy of a nomination for Best Picture. However, I personally don't believe that it was worthy of the director's nomination, because there was something, in my personal opinion, lacking from that film. There was something really missing from Children of a Lesser God. I really believe it was an actor's picture, and the director, be it a man or a woman, would not have made the difference, really. I mean, it just could have been this particular director who just happened to be a woman. There really wasn't a lot in the film as far as technique or, you know, directing-wise for this lady to do. True, she handled the actors wonderfully. She handled this deaf actress just beautifully, I thought, you know, Marley Matlin. And, of course, William Hurt is terrific. I'm sure that William Hurt worked a lot with Marley to get the performances right. But, you know, this is just my personal opinion. And as far as nominating David Lynch for Blue Velvet, well, first of all, David Lynch was surprised to get this nomination because they told him that a film like this could never get nominated. It's a very controversial film. It's a very, very, for me, it was a very difficult film to sit through. Blue Velvet was very perverted and strange, and the characters were very perverted, and a lot of the things were very awkward and uncomfortable. But the film, in my opinion, is a masterpiece, just from the standpoint of technique, from direction, from photography, to selection of background music. The whole thing. And I just think that the Academy wanted to acknowledge at least David Lynch, who directed fine films like The Elephant Man and, the controversial Eraserhead and the non-successful box office flop Dune. But David Lynch, in my opinion, is one of the greatest filmmakers around right now, one of the greatest young, you know, filmmakers. And the man's an up-and-coming, you know, director, and I think he's really going to make it really big as far as motion picture history is concerned. I think David Lynch is very deserving of his Academy nomination, and I have nothing against women in film. However, I just didn't think that Rhonda Haynes deserved that nomination. Now, it could have been that the Academy very well did snub her because she was a woman, but if I'm looking at the two, and if there was one that they had to drop to get David Lynch in or whoever else in there, I would say Children of the Lesser God was the weakest film as far as technique and overall direction. That's just my personal opinion, and I'd like to hear more from the callers out there every Saturday and Sunday. Tell me what you think about Children of a Lesser God and Rhonda Haynes not getting nominated for Best Director, and David Lynch getting nominated for Best Director instead. And now back with more stuff.
On the road to places not yet charted, far away from where it all got started, we'll be leaving this world, and you can never go home. Your last destination, to places unknown.
Well, don't you want to get in?
Paul Mack Productions brings you Final Destination Unknown. A journey that begins at the end.
Right, we've got a very special contest. That's right, gang, another contest coming up for you. And this one's going to get you a chance to get a free ticket to my film premiere, Final Destination Unknown. Now, listen very closely, because here's how this one works. All right, I'm going to play you a clip now, and this is a clip from the movie soundtrack itself. Now, one of the voices in this movie soundtrack from Final Destination is a telephone personality in the phone world. So those of you who are familiar familiar with telephone personalities, you'll probably get this. If you can correctly identify this telephone personality and leave it on the input segment here, Saturday or Sunday, we'll give you a free ticket to Final Destination Unknown, which is screening on March 13th, Friday, at Howard Johnson's Motor Lodge. Oh, it's getting really windy now. At 4222 Vineland Avenue. Yeah, in North Hollywood, and that's in the mission room, okay? And what you've got to do after you leave your guests, if you're pretty sure you know who it is, leave me either your mailing address or your telephone number so that I can call you back and get your mailing address, okay? That's the only way I'm going to get you these tickets. They have to be mailed to you before the premiere. So listen closely. Here's the clip. Listen very closely. It's coming up in just a second.
What happened out here, officer?
You don't want to know, sir. Let's just move along, please. Come on.
All right. Now, if you recognized one of those voices as being a telephone celebrity, what you've got to do... Oh, here come the bells. What you've got to do is leave your guess on 989-7500 this Saturday or Sunday, and every single person who guesses correctly will get a free pass, one free pass to Final Destination Unknown. And remember, with that guess, at the end, leave me your address or your telephone number. That part will not be played on the tape, of course. We'll keep that strictly confidential. Anyway, I'm going to get rid of these stupid bells here, and we're going to get on with another comment on 989-7500.
If I didn't care.
Yes, my favorite music for any movie ever made happens to be the music for Final Destination Unknown. Thanks. It's just a great movie soundtrack, and I couldn't compliment it enough. Bye.
This way. If this isn't love, then why do I thrill?
Just remember, gang, if I didn't care, I wouldn't be here. That's right. And Susan Cinema could not make it this week. She's out somewhere. I don't know. Bermuda, maybe. But we'll desperately try to seek her and get back with you on that info. Next week, more info on the movie premiere. Remember, we've got a couple of contests, so good luck. And remember to tell your friends about CinemaScoop at 989-7500.
Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name?